Judge rejects state's attempt to block Medicaid work requirements. A federal judge on July 30th declined to block new work requirements for Medicaid recipients that states must implement by January 1, 2027. U.S. District Judge Richard Stearns, based in Massachusetts, turned down a request for a preliminary injunction made by Massachusetts and 25 other states to block the work requirements as the state's legal challenge proceeds. Stearns said in a 6-page decision that the harms about which the states complained, added costs to comply with the new requirements, are largely reimbursable, since the federal government has said it will pay for 90% of the costs. States have also complained that officials face a tight timeline to implement the requirements, which include mandating that beneficiaries aged 19 to 64 work, volunteer, or participate in job training for 80 or more hours a month. The timing, though, was set by Congress in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in 2025, not by the defendant, the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, in its guidance on implementing the requirements, the judge said. There is a certain point at which damages fail to justify the issuance of such an extraordinary measure, Stearns wrote later. Plaintiffs have not shown that their damages rise above that minimal threshold here. Moreover, the additional costs that may be incurred by the states are unlikely to bloom disproportionately given the familiarity of the responsible state agencies with the tasks to be performed. Lawyers for the states and the government did not immediately return requests for comment. In addition to the January 1, 2027, deadline to implement changes, states in their motion for an injunction noted that under the guidance, they also must inform Medicaid recipients of the looming update in notices by September 1. The states also opposed the guidance on how to determine whether a person is medically frail, which would exempt them from the work requirements. The guidance suggests that in no case can states base their determinations of whether an individual is medically frail solely on their records that an individual has a particular diagnosis or condition, and improperly limits the short-term hardship exception for individuals experiencing an emergency declared by the president to those who can establish that the emergency renders them unable to comply, state lawyers told the court. Government lawyers said the One Big Beautiful Bill Act delegated the definition of medically frail to the federal government, and the states are seeking to impose arbitrary limits on that authority. They also said the state plaintiffs had not met the standards for a preliminary injunction. Stearns said Thursday that the court's denial of the injunction request is not a reflection or anticipation of its ultimate views on the merits of the underlying litigation, which will proceed. As illustrated in the pleadings and briefings to date, this case presents difficult issues regarding the scope of Congress's delegation of interpretative authority to the Secretary and the faithfulness to congressional intent with which the Secretary performed his task. This, in turn, requires an examination of the data relied upon by the Secretary and the judgments that underlay his amplification of Congress's legislative outline, the judge stated. These are determinations that, in the view of the court, should be made on a developed record of the kind that informs a court's decision at the summary judgment stage of a case.